Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Rutland Place by Anne Perry, narrated by Davina Porter. This book is copyrighted 1983 by Anne Perry. This recording is copyrighted 2004 by Recorded Books. When Charlotte learns of her mother's distress at losing a locket with a compromising picture, she doesn't know it's the beginning of several bizarre events that will end in sudden death. And now, Rutland Place.
Chapter 1. Charlotte Pitt took the letter and looked at the errand boy in some surprise. He gazed back with round, intelligent eyes. Was he waiting for a financial reward? She hoped not. She and Thomas had only recently moved from their previous house into this larger, airier one, with its extra bedroom and tiny garden, and it had taken all their resources.
"Will there be a reply, ma'am?" the boy said cheerfully, a trifle amused by her slowness. He was generally employed in a wealthier part of the city. People in these streets ran their own errands. But this was the sort of place he aspired to one day in the dim adult future. A terraced house of his own with a clean step, curtains at the windows, a flower box or two, and a handsome woman to open the door and welcome him in at the end of the day. "Oh," Charlotte breathed out in relief. "Just a moment." She tore the envelope, pulled out the single sheet of paper, and read, 12 Rutland Place, London, 23rd of March, 1886. "My dear Charlotte, a curious and most disturbing thing has happened here lately, and I would value your advice upon it. In fact, knowing your past skills..."